The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because as usual, we got an exciting show for you today. So listen up, scoot your chair a little closer to the radio, turn up the volume, turn out all other interruptions in your life, because here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and very grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most amazing formulas, the most amazing organic combinations, across the boards proteins, across the boards nutrients, such a wide array, terrific prices that you can't get elsewhere, and also, again, very grateful, happy owners of the Fanatic Organic Place, and that is the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Broth Cafe, and again, the broad spectrum broth, all organic in all the different ways, and our gratitude extends endlessly to the local organic Maui farmers. Every day, the magnificent organic produce brought in, the high concentration organic juices done with those produce products, and also all the different recipes, whatever your choice, whatever your love, whatever your passion. We don't impose, but whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegan or vegetarian, you want the animal proteins, the wild fish, all of that is there organically produced for you at Alive and Well. Go right ahead.
The Broth Cafe.
The broth.
And every bit of broth, every drop of the broth is made with, every cup of coffee is made with, every cup of tea is made with, the Vortex water. The Vortex water is like, I've compared it oftentimes to traveling through the Alps and seeing cascading waterfalls. But take a ride to Hana, and as you see the cascading waterfalls en route to Hana, the same activity is going on inside the hydrogen and oxygen of every component in the Vortex water.
Totally pure, free of any contaminants, magnificent high oxygenation levels. Mm-hmm. So good for you. And again, put it on some of your favorite plants. I do, because they flourish. Plants know. They have an innate wisdom, just like the cascading waterfalls. And that Vortex is in all of the recipes. It's given to you to drink when you're there. It's made part of the soups and the broth. Terrific in every conceivable way.
Now, when you're talking about putting it on the plants, the first time a customer came in and said, you know, this water is fantastic. I said, yes, yes, it really is. And she went on to how it has a better taste. And for my plants, and I thought to myself, yes. Oh, yeah, sure, for your plants. Well, we tried it for our house plants, okay? Mm-hmm. It's true.
Well, yeah.
What she said, these plants perked up and grew like crazy.
And a lot of our dear friends, and they don't know this, and I'm going to do a confession, because you know how it used to be, confession is good for the soul?
Yeah.
I don't know who originally said that, but
that
confession.
That was me.
Ball. Confession is good for the soul. Well, I have to confess, I kind of grew up as a plant murderer. Anything that I ever did with a plant, it died.
Yeah.
You give it a little water, it died. Well, as a gift, our son and the family got us a little plant, a beautiful one, bright red leaf coming out of this plant, and he wanted me to decorate the little pot that it was in. And I said, well, this isn't going to last for 10 minutes. And then I said, why not each day put a little Vortex water in it?
Uh-huh.
That thing is taking up the whole counter.
That's right.
All kinds of flowers, all kinds of flaming red leaves. As soon as it's just unbelievable. Yes. And it's not even outside getting the sunshine.
No,
it
no.
says, who needs sunshine? I've got vortex water. That's the sunshine of my soul.
Oh,
so again,
beautiful.
That was my confessional, but it's actually very true. And speaking of confessions, you know, Dan, we don't solicit testimonials.
We don't.
We
no.
don't solicit testimonials. But they are shared with us.
That's spontaneous.
Again, we don't make claims. None of that is truth. We don't put people on medication, take them off doctor's area. But when people learn about great nutrients and they share with us, okay, what we have they've helped to learn mm-hmm. through us. So this is really beautiful because our wonderful multiple, and I want you to talk about that, the healthy one testimonial.
The healthy one.
Well, this couple... and again, I wasn't soliciting. As they were grabbing them, husband and wife, as they in close into my age category, as they were grabbing it, she says, "I have to tell you this." She said, "My husband and I have so much more energy. We feel terrific." And she kept saying that. She mm-hmm. says, "This is terrific. What is so magic? What is so marvelous?" She said, "About the healthy one."
The healthy one is a remarkable arrangement, okay? It's a man-made product. That is, the scientists and the nutritionists have put together the most beautiful formulation of natural, all natural, not man-created, nature-created, organic vegetable source of nutrients in Healthy One.
That's right.
It has optimal levels of nutrients in every category. If you'll notice, when you go to shop for a vitamin, generally speaking, vitamins are pretty, the minimum daily requirement. The minimum daily requirement has been relabeled. It's now called the recommended daily allowance, like you're allowed to have just so much. But it's minimal potencies. Holistic physicians talk about it's in the dosage. It's in the dosage. That's what the secret of life is. Minimal gives you minimal. Optimal gives you optimal. Maximal gives you maximal. So the healthy one is an optimal maximal formula.
And also with all loaded with the organic greens that it has in there.
It's
and
all
also
organic
adaptogens
source.
To strengthen the different glandular. And even though, Dan, you've always been such a brilliant person about enzymes. And I love the fact that it has the enzymes in it to help you digest and assimilate so well.
You said it so well.
Thank
Beautifully.
You.
I couldn't have said it any
well,
better.
Well, I had to say it, you know, kind of sneak in there and say nice little compliments.
Yeah.
They get you in
yeah.
there. You can
yeah.
dance your dance, right?
You woke me up with that thing about, what was the first part of your sentence? Something about
you've been an expert on enzymes.
An expert on enzymes. Oh,
you are.
Boy.
You actually
wow.
are an expert
Ooh.
On enzymes.
Eey. That's a big load to carry, honey. I can't say that.
Now, I'm right, and I have to say this. We are not making claims about cures for diseases. We share information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. No claims.
We're not doctors.
No. And I know that I had tremendous improvement with a problem I had with my eyesight years ago called cataracts. I'm not making a claim. But certain nutrients were shown, and even as far back as when I was a kid in school, that certain nutrients were shown to dramatically improve eyesight. Well, this thrilled lady, and I was told, she came over, she said, "I have to tell you." Okay, wonderful. She said, "I had advanced cataracts." And I said, "Okay, I'll try this, maybe some supplements that I'll talk to you about nutrients that have improved to help eyesight or have been demonstrated." And I gave information about clinical trials. She says, "You have to hear this. In a short time on the Alive and Well supplements," she then had another test by a leading physician here. Her cataracts had improved during this short time, he told her, by 20%.
Boy, oh,
the
baby.
Doctor and she both said, "Amazing."
Mm-hmm.
Is it? And that was only in a short time, the cataracts. Not making the claim. Nutrients to help improve the vision and how the eyes respond.
Well, nutrients help every condition in your body. Okay, we're dependent upon nutrients. And unfortunately, our food is, get this, the latest statistics show that the processed food, that is stuff that comes in cans and bottles and boxes and stuff that, in the supermarket, all the processed stuff, which is full of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, all the, and preservatives and colorings and flavorings and sugars.
Unbelievable.
They are 90% less nutritious in every bite you take than they were 70, 80 years ago. Can you believe such data? It comes from very reliable holistic physicians who do this research on a regular basis. Okay, I'm not making this up. The processed food cheats you out of 90% of your nutrients, for starters, because they're loaded with food colorings and preservatives and sweeteners and flavorings and texturizers and all the chemicals in the world, the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, so on.
Yes.
But when you eat the real food, your body responds.
Mm-hmm. And you know,
when you take the healthy one, which is an all-natural, unsprayed vegetable source of multiple vitamin, formulated by holistic physicians who know what optimal nutrition really is, okay? And they give you those formulations. It isn't some bureaucrat sitting pharmaceutical office, drug manufacturing, say, well, this is what you really, we can get by with this, 1.2 milligrams or 1.3 milligrams. The healthy one gives you the optimal dosage in every single capsule.
Right, and I have to, this is so critically important. We have to share the news. Now, this was on all the news channels. This was big time news. And it is so critically important, and yet I understand it's very distressing. It's unbelievable. But nevertheless, it is the news. We are sharing the news, okay? So this week, news guidelines on the news, and they said it. And they said that the medical guidelines are that they have to push medical drugs for overweight kids and also push weight loss surgery for those children. I want to fill in this because they were doing two things at once. And then on that same news, they say sugar and all sweet, snacky chips, bites, cereals, whiz bangs, Lucky Charms, they were pushing, and they showed all the sugar. Okay. The National Institutes of Health says these and all the sugar snacks and all the garbage. This is a quote from the National Institute of Health that's supposed to be protecting you and your family. Quote, says, these are better than steak, eggs, and proteins.
Oh, baby.
Frito chips are better than whole grains, they said. They have a collusion with Big Pharma, and the quote was, cut back on protein and eat sugar.
Get out of here.
That's what they said. And now
get
here.
Get out of here.
Now, and I thank God for this top medical doctor. He's a top famous medical doctor. Many people have seen them in helping people on television, trying to help people fight the COVID, et cetera.
Right.
Dr. Siegel.
Right. I remember.
Very famous.
I've mentioned his anecdote that I saw on television in March of 2020.
I know.
Okay.
And Dr. Siegel this week came on television and said, quote, the American Academy of Pediatrics, that's that whole big doctor thing of pediatrics for children, recommends that kids 2 to 19, ages 2 years old to 19, for obesity, that they take pills and surgery. And Dr. Siegel says, quote, with long-term complications, said Dr. Siegel, and disastrous side effects, said Dr. Siegel. He says, then he went on to say, introduce many vegetables, healthy proteins, and good foods, no drugs, no surgery, says Dr. Siegel, and quote, stop the fear-mongering. The Tufts University dean went right along with us and said big food funded the junk program.
Of course,
that's, I mean, unbelievable, pushing medical drugs.
And here's what's so incredible, and surgery for two-year-old, four-year-old kids, my God, for anybody. Did you ever see that? We see this occasionally, the 600-pound life on television.
Yes.
in which the surgeon performs surgery on people who weigh 600 pounds or more to cut the fat away from their body.
Yes,
okay?
Right. And
now, wait a minute. And the long-term and the trauma they go through with that whole disaster, and trying to encourage them to eat real food instead of sweets and carbohydrates.
That's right, they do.
And to
change,
that's right. And the surgery is performed. It has about what is it? 5%.
Okay.
Was
it, and remember, it's a stomach surgery. 5.5%
5.5%
success
rate. That is after the surgery, the people are feeling the effects of surgery, but they about 5.5% continue the doctor's program of eating properly and maintaining proper body weight.
Remember, and
95% failure with surgery.
Now remember that they also make them, and I have to commend the doctors doing this, because they're trying to do this to save a life in imminent course of death,
of course,
with heart failing and everything else, because it carries so many risks that only in the most extreme of circumstances do you cut out part of the stomach and make it unable to take in food. Then this is recommended for kids 2 to 19 for over, are we kidding? And thank God for Dr. Siegel coming on and saying it, but the insanity goes on and the insanity doesn't end.
Oh, mama.
I'm a mama. And you know, interesting, Dan, because we have, here's the on the reverse side, and this long been known, he's very famous, and I never forget his name because of, I was always such a fan of Frank Sinatra. I'm sorry, dear. And I don't even know if Frank danced, but he sang and everything else like that.
Frank was very upset with your attraction toward Elvis.
Oh, was he?
Really
well,
was.
I understand. But I liked Frank's singing better than Elvis.
It was major trauma for Frank.
Okay. But Elvis was like a swinger. He was more of a swinger.
Well, that's what upset Frankie.
I think it's upset you, too, since you learned about
that.
But that's another story. Anyway, Dr. Stephen...
Shall we go into that here?
It's Dr. Stephen Sinatra. He is a very famous cardiologist. He's board-certified cardiologist and very, very famous in all the different things. And he talks about... His two favorite nutrients for the heart, and he's very famous, and he's published many books, and all of his, and I want us to talk about, he talks about the cardio form of coenzyme Q10, mm-hmm. Okay? And I would like you to read this page and then give it to me, kid, okay? Then give it to me.
When you say this page.
This page right there, Gara.
The top
read
of
that
the page?
Nope, right
okay,
there.
I
okay,
I got it.
Go ahead and read that, and
all right.
what Dr. Stephen Sinatra has to say, cardiologist famed.
Here it is, folks, word for word, verbatim. Cardio Q10 is clinical cardiovascular disease. Cardio coenzyme Q10 deficiency is common in cardiac patients. This has been well documented in myocardial biopsies, especially in patients undergoing cardiac transplantation, replacing the heart, okay? Research has found the lowest tissue levels of coenzyme Q10 in the sickest and most compromised patients. Most of them were, in fact, what are called class 4 cardiac patients, those with symptoms such as extreme fatigue, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, even when they are just resting. Because the heart is so metabolically active and requires a constant supply of adenosine triphosphate, I'll get to that in a minute, adenosine triphosphate for continued pulsation, it is especially vulnerable to cardio Q10 deficiencies. Fortunately, the heart muscle is also a highly responsive tissue and works hard to incorporate any metabolic support that is made available. That is why cardio Q10 can be so effective in helping sick hearts.
That's right, and gosh.
There's more here. Let me finish this.
Yes, go right ahead.
Cardio Q10 deficiencies have been confirmed among patients with congestive heart failure, with coronary artery disease, with angina pectoris, with cardiomyopathy, with hypertension, and mitral valve prolapse, as well as among those who have had coronary bypass surgery. In fact, cardio Q10 deficiencies in heart disease and the positive response of patients to cardio Q10 supplementation are documented in literature so well. The pharmacy committee at the Can't read the rest of it.
Okay, Steve, okay. But I also say I've noticed a world of difference. Again, I had a, you know, I was born with that...
mitral valve.
Yeah, no, not mitral valve. It was abnormality that was formed during my mother's pregnancy, okay, on the aorta. But it was very serious. But I know that when I, after that, they were amazed at my recovery at so quickly. And I really attribute the major part of that to the CardioQ10. And when I didn't do it for a while, I could, when I would get up out of chairs, I would have a dizziness, I'd have a weakness. When I tried to run around and do a lot of activity as I do, I get a weakness. I have to take, when I take that every day, I have a strength and an energy. And even specialists saying to me, I've never seen such a recovery. I said, one of my major players right at the top is the strength of my heart to get that blood flowing and to do all of its jobs and all of its routines. It's the cardioactive form of the CoQ10.
And how does that work? Well, here's how it works. Folks, the cellular activity is breathtaking. If you could see through a microscope what goes on in one single cell, you'd be gasping in awe and wonder, because it is a miracle. It is what goes on in every cell in your body is a miracle, but what goes on especially in the heart is the heart has the highest concentration of mitochondria. And the mitochondria in every cell in your body produces energy for that one cell. Well, a skin cell doesn't have that many mitochondria, so it doesn't have a major job except to try to maintain its texture and protect you from everything on the outside world. But the heart muscle has up to, consider this, you can't see a human cell unless it's under a microscope, smaller than a dot on a piece of paper, by far, okay? But when you slide that human cell under a microscope and look at it, in the heart cells, there are up to 5,000 mitochondria per cell. Those mitochondria produce energy for that one cell. But you've got godzillion numbers of cells in your heart to keep that heart muscle pumping, get this, 100,000 times a day.
Wow.
You could, if you could maintain consciousness for 24 hours, you couldn't count to 100,000. Seriously.
Yeah, I know.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And that heart is pumping, one more, get this bit of information, get this. The heart pumps right at 200,000 gallons of blood, 2,000 gallons of blood a day. 2,000 gallons in every heart, pumping.
Yes.
Okay. And an 18-wheeler tractor trailer truck driving from New York to San Francisco does not burn 2,000 gallons of fuel.
Of course.
But your heart pumps 2,000 gallons of blood every day. That keeps your brain going. That keeps your little toe going. That keeps inflammation under control. That gives all the nutrients the right avenue to get to where they're supposed to go and remove toxins from your body, because your heart muscle, it maintains that good heart pressure and the pumping ability to keep everything moving in your body.
Yes, and that is exactly what he goes on to say, the famous Dr. Sinatra, cardiologist. Remember, the cardiovascular benefits of CardioQ10 are primarily due to its role in the following: directly supporting and providing ATP energy recycling in the mitochondria of the cells.
That's right.
Just like you've said, acting as an antioxidant, stabilizing cell membranes, reducing platelet size, distribution, and stickiness, and limiting platelet aggregation, that gumminess, and aggregation, that is, fighting clot formation. And he goes, in all of the patients shown in his work and in clinical trials, this is amazing, this doctor, following even a short amount of continuous cardio-CoQ10 treatment in sick patients, the symptoms decreased as follows, and he goes on and on clinical trials. Edema, that's the fluid retention in the legs, everywhere throughout the body, 79% reduction. Pulmonary edema, lung congestion of fluid, 78%. Liver enlargement reduced 49%. Venous congestion, that's congestion inside the veins, 72%. shortness of breath reduced 53%, and heart palpitations 73%, okay? And he says, it is my belief, says the doctor, that the cardiocoenzyme Q10 should be administered to every cardiac patient.
And non-cardiac.
The recommendation is also supported by meta-analyses integrating and summarizing the results of all the studies, double-blind, and all the parameters of cardiac, and it was the most effective in the treatment of congestive heart failure. It should be, he says, moreover, physicians should also be motivated to consider CardioQ10 as a first line of defense in CHF treatment to reduce human suffering and improve cardiac function and reduce cardiac dysfunction, based on all the clinical research and studies that have been presented.
And here's something to consider. The heart muscle is a muscle. When you're young, that muscle pumps vigorously. It pumps all day long, 100,000 beats a day, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood a day. That takes a lot of muscle. Strength. But as you get older, that heart muscle becomes just as old as your bicep muscle and your thigh muscle and your brain. They all become less muscular, less active, less functional. They don't perform like they did when you were 18. When you were 18, you could run a 100-yard dash. Now you probably can't even run out to the car. Why? You don't have the muscles, you don't have the strength. The CardioQ10 gives the muscle, the heart muscle, the cells in the heart muscle, the adenosine triphosphate energy, because it strengthens the mitochondria which produce the adenosine triphosphate. And the adenosine triphosphate is what kicks the energy level of your heart muscle and every other muscle in your body to optimal performance levels.
Absolutely. And do you know what his...
When the blood doesn't get to your... Right. To your feet, then the lower legs start to swell up and have water retention, and your brain doesn't have the blood circulation that it should have for proper metabolic function in the brain, the neurotransmitter activity. All of it is dependent upon that heart beating 100,000 times a day.
And his second, this is in this whole book is about his two favorite, favorite players. And he says his other favorite player for the heart and many other functions is acetyl L-carnitine. He makes the point of the acetyl form passing the barrier, working through the heart, the brain, yes, liver, yes. But he's focusing on the heart. And he says acetyl L-carnitine. He also says that the acetyl L-carnitine deficiencies are most often associated with renal failure,
kidney
dialysis,
failure.
And liver cirrhosis, the scarring of the tissue. And he's talking about how important this is. He says, remember, the primary function of the acetyl form of L-carnitine is the transport of fatty acids to the inner mitochondrial membrane.
There you go.
Where they're burned as fuel. Since the normal heart gets at least 60% of its fuel from fat sources, maximizing the oxidation of these fats is especially crucial for anyone with heart disease, particularly people with moderate to severe. And I've been delighted to discover, says the doctor, that the addition of acetyl L-carnitine has had a very positive and measurable impact on my patients with heart disease. He goes, isn't that terrific?
That's phenomenal.
And yet how seldom this is ever heard, okay?
Now, what's also important, let me go back for just a second. What's also important, he talks about the fat, how important the fat is for the heart. How important the fat is for the brain.
Right.
How important the fat is for the proper metabolic function of the mitochondria.
Right. And he goes on. He goes on about the great benefits of those two. He says, my personal experience, says Dr. Sinatra, as well as all the scientific literature and clinical trials, supports acetyl L-carnitine and CardioQ10 being effective in a wide variety of cardiovascular situations such as angina pectoris, unstable angina, congestive heart failure, toxin-induced cardiotoxicity, a common side effect of adriamycin other drugs used in chemo, renal insufficiency, especially on those having dialysis, ventricular arrhythmia, high cholesterol. We've said that. that's been shown acetyl-L-carnitine and lipid disorder, fat disorder, peripheral claudication, that's leg cramps, usually associated with peripheral vascular disease. And then his summation, I am so used to dealing with the side effects of cardiac drugs that I can't tell you how much better I sleep at night prescribing nutrients like the acetyl-L-carnitines, which are virtually devoid of any side effects.
That's amazing, isn't it? And it's amazing that the medical profession doesn't pick up on it. It's amazing that nearly 700,000 people a year are still dying of heart disease. And it's all under drug therapy. It's all under doctor supervision. These people are dying at those elevated numbers. But here's a cardiac surgeon who himself has been talking about the benefits of nutrition.
Right.
Keep in mind,
favorites.
Again, folks, something we've said on this program many times. Drugs are very effective in helping reduce symptoms. And many times you're dependent on getting a good drug to address your particular health challenge to reduce the symptoms and to keep you alive. But for ongoing daily use, you want nutrients because drugs don't create life in the cell. The nutrients create life in the cell, cellular energy. And although that little cell is something you can't even see, when you have the concentration of cells being active, as this Dr. Sinatra talks about and other holistic cardiologists talk about, you have a heart that is unbeatable. It beats 100,000 times a day to pump the blood where it's supposed to go, delivering the nutrients which rebuild the cells in every location in your body.
Right, and he quotes, and this is the big time medical journal. This is a doctor quoting it. In the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, researchers confirmed that giving acetyl-L-carnitine after an acute heart attack had a beneficial effect on the preservation of the left ventricle, where most heart attack damage occurs.
Right.
Good grief. By preventing an increase in heart size. This has enormous treatment implications because an increase in IV size during the first year after a heart attack is an ominous, that's deadly predictor of future adverse cardiac events. Looking at the total picture, we can see that acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation has widespread potential to protect heart attack survivors. Unbelievable, isn't that? It goes on, and there's just so many different things, and he has chapters and chapters that he writes about how acetyl-L-carnitine really helps those with kidney disease. So it's but you don't hear about this, and there's many more.
And the brain.
That's right.
Acetyl-L-carnitine. The body is designed to reject L-carnitine, but the blood-brain barrier lets in acetyl-L-carnitine.
That's right.
Why? Because acetyl-L-carnitine restores, renews, and regenerates every cell in your brain, just
That's right.
It does in your heart.
And who agrees with Dennis? Who agrees with Dennis beside Mona and, of course, Dr. Sinatra?
Sinatra agrees with me. Get out of here. I agree with him.
Okay, but remembering that this has been the leading, acetyl-L-carnitine has been the leader, in over half a century, way more than that now. It's been the leader there. We've seen the documentation even when we were young and with other top nutritionists working. The acetyl-L-carnitine has been their leader in brain rejuvenation.
Absolutely.
And bringing back the brain. Bring back the brain. Of course, there are many other wonderful supportive nutrients we'll get to, but acetyl-L-carnitine helping that liver, helping those kidneys, helping the heart so dramatically, I didn't even realize the multitudinous function.
Absolutely.
But he's talking about his two favorites,
The
cardio-CoQ10 and the acetyl-L-carnitine. Amazing. And you know what else is amazing, Dan? So many of us, I see this, I hear this all the time, as I know you do, and it's at different ages, and even those in different professions. But you get this, and you get those the creakiness, the crackiness of the connective tissue, of the joints, et cetera, throughout the body. What am I going to do?
Ligaments
and they take
and
all
tendons
right,
and
they take all these, and all these drugs have been so deadly and proven to be, with all the holistic doctors quoting how deadly the over-the-counter pain-killing drugs. And instead, what about this is the marvelous and simple, amazing doctor's reports about egg shell membrane for joint health, all right? Eggshell membrane. Give this to you in a minute. And they talk about the unique composition of eggshell membrane, which works to relieve joint pain. Eggshell membrane, they say, is derived from the eggshells. It's the little skin inside the eggshells.
It's that little part, little membrane that you, under your breath, you're cursing every time you're trying to peel a hard-boiled egg, because that eggshell membrane sticks to the white of the egg and starts to peel away the white of the egg and upsets the whole appearance of the egg. It starts to tear it apart, okay? Well, the eggshell membrane, if you could pull that membrane out and eat it along with the egg, then you'd have great ligaments and tendons and cartilage and connective tissue. Okay?
Well, you're telling me that you're my eggshell membrane? I'm sticking to you all the time, aren't I? After a lot of years,
right?
I'm sticking to you. Like an eggshell membrane.
I can eat you up any day.
Oh, watch out, Gary. You're going to have to take that off. I'm sorry, Gary. Anyway. This unique composition of eggshell membrane works to relieve joint pain, say the specialist. Eggshell membrane derived from the eggshells improves joint health by reducing joint pain, they've shown. Eggshell membrane contains collagen, glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid, which is that wonderful nutrient essential to healthy cartilage, connective tissue, and joints.
I love the way you say cartilage.
Cartilage.
Yeah.
How did I say it?
Your Brooklyn never leaves, honey.
My Brooklyn is, you know, she leaves, she goes back to college and everything else like that.
Okay.
It's my grandchild, Brooklyn.
Right,
Brooklyn, where I'm born.
I'm talking about your vocabulary.
My accent, you're talking?
I'm talking about your cartilage.
Okay.
Not cartilage.
From
Brooklyn, you say cartilage.
Cartilage?
That's what you say.
So what is it supposed to say?
Cartilage.
Cartilage. I said it. You don't remember the movies with that woman? They keep trying to correct the woman when they did the talkies and everything.
Oh yeah.
Cartilage. I said it.
Yeah, that's right.
Like a cot. If you're going to sleep, you don't sleep on the floor. You sleep on a cot. Cartilage. Okay. So there you go. All right. Okay, it's a natural source of collagen, glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid. Remember, that's the natural substance that produces collagen in the body. And we stopped making that at a certain point pretty young. Eggshell membrane is a source of four essential components of the joints, okay? And that is collagen, a protein necessary for the proper functioning of connective tissue, glucosamine, chondroitin, important for the health of cartilage, clinical trials stated. Hyaluronic, which is necessary for the proper cushioning of synovial joints. And again, clinical trials. With data also proving that people with osteoarthritis possess lower levels of hyaluronic acid in their synovial fluid. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And can you, I'm going to give this to you in a second, honey. I know it gets complicated over here. All right. Do this on the next page. Can you read that right there?
Right there.
Right there. Okay. All right.
Human research is the title of this paragraph. Clinical trials of eggshell membrane supplementation report reductions in joint pain. In order to determine the effectiveness of natural eggshell membrane in the treatment of inflexibility and pain stemming from connective tissue and joint disorders, two clinical trials were conducted. Okay, I'm going to turn the page.
Yeah.
In the two clinical trials, the researchers concluded from these two clinical trials that eggshell membrane is an effective and safe therapeutic option for treatment of pain and inflexibility that's associated with joint and connective tissue disorders. Oral supplementation of eggshell membrane reduces the joint pain. The doctor goes on to say the researchers also concluded that eggshell membrane is a safe and effective therapeutic option for the treatment of pain associated with osteoarthritis of the knee and or the hip.
Right.
And also your thumbs.
That's right.
And also your fingers and wrists.
Flexibility. And you know something, Dan, I always want to remind people the very clarity, and other specialists are supporting this. Remember that a war has two different ways. The inflammation that causes massive destruction and rebuilding after the structures are torn down.
That's right.
And that's why a phenomenal twosome is the Pain Power, which has the combination of the most powerful, free of any allergen, systemic enzymes that eat up the inflammation, the most powerful and high absorption form of the curcumin, 1,000 times more, to 1,000 to 2,000 times better absorption to fight the inflammation, the ancient Boswellia, you know, that has been used for many centuries against pain and inflammation, the frankincense, and all of that put together in so powerfully. And remember, stop the war and rebuild the structures. That's why together they are the best buddies that could ever be on the planet,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Right?
And that is the Pain Power and the eggshell membrane. And you have that. I mean, that is just amazing what it does, you know? I have to support and applaud another top medical doctor, Al Sears, MD, because he is talking about free radicals and inflammation causing all the destruction in the body. And he says the inflammation, free radicals and inflammation cause all diseases. He says all diseases.
How many times have we heard that?
Cardiovascular, cardiac, diabetes, Alzheimer's, arthritis, okay?
It's all inflammation. It's what they refer to as chronic inflammation, okay?
That's what
inflammation.
He says.
And we've said this on the show many times, but I'm going to repeat it one more time. Chronic inflammation is the source, say holistic physicians, non-holistic physicians, biochemists, and research scientists. Chronic inflammation, they say, is the source of all disease
right.
known to humankind.
And he say that this chronic inflammation causes these terrorist cells called free radicals
mm-hmm.
that cause severe damage to your cells, your continued health. And he talks that they steal the electrons, they destroy all every massive damage, okay? And the free radicals caused by this inflammation cause severe health consequences. It all starts with cellular damage. They attack cell membranes, proteins, DNA, and he cites this list of clinical studies supporting mm-hmm. what he says. Free radicals promote systemic inflammation, the underlying cause of all premature aging and chronic disease. Free radicals directly cause hypertension, atherosclerosis, stroke, cancer, age-related macular degeneration, Parkinson's, chronic obstructive, my gosh, trap and neutralize free radicals. And he says, take the antioxidants. And of course, here's one of his all-time favorites that he always talks about, his all-time, my favorite supplement, he says, is the Cardio CoQ10.
That's
which
it.
Possesses strong antioxidant powers that work effectively against all of this decline. And low levels of the CardioQ10 have been linked to high blood pressure, periodontal disease, that's even in the gums and teeth, Parkinson's, kidney failure, and many more chronic conditions. All right?
People may wonder, why don't children have these diseases, these conditions? Well, if you're fed junk and crap like the cereals and so on that they're talking about with our first subject in this conversation, the show today. But as we age, catch this if you can. From the moment of conception, when your father's sperm and your mother's egg met, from that very spark, everything is build, renew, restore, build some more, create. And it creates hormones, it creates enzymes, it creates everything in the world for you to grow into an adult from birth to puberty to adulthood, right? And once you're an adult, many of these mysterious, magical functions in your body stop. You don't make the cardio Q10 like you did when you were a kid. You don't make the different anti-inflammatories that you did when you were a kid. They just aren't there anymore. Your digestive enzyme production diminishes by 70%. You can't digest the food like you did when you were a kid. The whole idea here is that what these holistic physicians are talking about is to give your body the things that you no longer make. If you can't make the cardio Q10, then they suggest using the cardio Q10.
That's right.
Take the cardio
Q10. That's right. That's right.
And the amount you use depends on how old you are. because the older you get, the more demands your body needs the cardio Q10.
That's right.
And the acetyl-L-carnitine and the vitamin C and every other nutrient in the world.
You know, Linda, we need
it's the nutrients that create cellular life.
Right.
It isn't the drugs that create life.
No, and as a matter of fact, right now, with all this insane news coming out about the sugars and everything that they're pressing to eat and being paid off to say to you, this is Al Sears should get up and say right now, MD should stop eating free radical generators and inflammation generators. High antioxidant organic foods, herbs, and excellent supplements keep free radicals under control so they can't do harm. But if you consume a lot of free radical generators, they will overwhelm and cause oxidative stress. You have to avoid these health-damaging foods at all costs. Guess what he says you have to avoid, Den? This is your list right here. Right here and there. Right here. Okay?
Okay.
The list of the foods, the very things that are recommended by this new insanity that's going on. Go ahead.
Yeah, the first article we talked about today was
that's right.
Feed the kids the cereals, the junk, and the sugars,
and all
but
that.
Don't eat real meat, don't eat real eggs, don't eat real food.
No, okay? And no, don't do that. And read what he has to say.
Okay, here's what he says from the top. High glycemic foods to avoid include the following. Sodas and sports drinks, all of them. Potato chips and pretzels, all of them. Breads and cakes and cookies, every one. Pasta and white rice. Now let me explain. I want to just interject here for something. None of those things support life. They are all carbohydrates or sugar. They all give you energy, a good kick in the rear, and you go for another 20 minutes or an hour or two. But they destroy your health.
And what they're recommending now is even worse. The sugars, the gummies, the all those whiz bangs, all those little colored sugar laden snacks, infinitely even worse than he's saying
That's
over
right.
there.
He says also avoid all processed foods. Processed foods come chock full of preservatives.
Just what you said.
And unhealthy fats and high fructose corn syrup and artificial ingredients. And the ingredients, like flavorings and colorings. The ingredients in processed foods greatly increase your free radical burden and promote oxidative damage. Free radicals are hyperoxidative. That is, they burn up oxygen.
I call them terrorists, the terrorists that cause utter destruction.
Research shows that increasing your processed food consumption by just 10% significantly increases your risk of developing cancer, okay? That's just one disease.
The one food that feeds cancer. It's the only food that feeds it. It's the sugars.
Vegetable oils. Get this.
What you say all the time, and you're so right.
Avoid canola oil, soybean oil, peanut oil, and safflower oils that are found in most, if not all, processed foods and kitchen cupboards and restaurants.
Right.
Whenever you eat in a restaurant, they're not giving you the organic coconut oil. They're not giving you the organic olive oil. They're not giving you the avocado oil. They're giving you safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, and all the other junk oils, which do what? Create inflammation.
Right. And you and Al Sears are number one.
And inflammation is the number one source of what? All disease.
And destruction of tissue.
Let's go back to the article. All processed foods and kitchen cupboards are full of those oils. But these vegetable oils have very high oxidation rates, and that encourages free radical production and inflammation. Stick with healthier choices like organic olive oil and coconut oils.
Just what you said.
And one more. Organic butter.
And he says that too, as do all the specialists. The organic, no chemicals, no hormones, none of that.
Oh, baby. Well, if you want to check up on your antioxidant power, you need some extra level sources of the following natural free radicals.
No, and that's why he said this top player, his top predator, he does some wonderful things. He talks about glutathione, and NAC is the main producer of that to fight everything, and a wonderful nutrients like astaxanthin and others. But the top player, which we just read from him, is the cardio coenzyme Q10.
Amen, baby.
Just terrific and wonderful player, okay? So, I mean... Isn't that critically important? How many times do you have to hear it? And you can make these choices. You don't have to let somebody else take over your brain and think for you. And if you do more of the super pure omega-3 fish oils, you have a better brain, so you know you can make better choices,
amen,
right?
Amen, baby.
Better
amen.
Choices, because that's the brain, that's the heart, that's the eyesight, you name it. It's across
Dr.
the board.
Dr. Whitaker, years ago, Dr. Whitaker said, try to get 3 grams, that's 3,000 milligrams, of super omega-3 fish oils per day. How do you do that? By taking super pure omega-3 fish oils. He says, when you do that, you give your brain a perfect lubrication job. You give your eyes a perfect lubrication. You give your heart perfect lubrication. You give every cell in your body perfect lubrication. What does that mean? Reduction of the number one killer, which is what? Inflammation.
That's right. And you know, it's
reduces yes. inflammation throughout every cell in your body, allowing the arteries and capillaries to grow as they normally would without becoming constricted and hard and forming plaque.
Yes, and we have lots of important information that right now in the news is that these super pure omega-3 supplements are the most efficient way, say the professionals, to support neonatal development. We knew that as far back as when our kids were. Mm. I was pregnant with our kids that are middle-aged now.
That's
and
right.
The grandchildren are all grown up. And the supplements of the purest omega-3 EPA and DHA are essential for pregnant women and their babies. And it's another big article which we'll get to when we come again. But again, the emphasis on not doing those toxic foods. When you come to the broth cafe at Alive and Well, not only is it wonderful, delicious, marvelous, varied, whatever your choice is, but it's organic across the boards. And you want, I like to support the Maui farmers. We support the Maui farmers as they support us every single day.
And when you eat at the broth cafe, you are supporting the organic Maui farmers.
Exactly that you are. And again, beautiful setting, beautiful marble table, beautiful, very comfortable, very air-conditioned, very pleasant. Anything you want, it's there for you. Even the smoothies and all made with all these organic, terrific ingredients and all the varieties of the foods that are there. You get, you love, and you share with us all the time about how wonderful. Remember, too, if you want to have everything all ready to go for you or you're having a party, just call at the 877-4950. We'll have it all ready whenever you want. Want to take out? You can do takeout.
If you want to do takeout, use your app. At the broth at Alive and Well. The menu is there. The whole selection is there. Tell them what you want. Tell them when you want to pick it up. With the time you'll be there, it'll be ready for you. You can grab it and go, or you can grab it and have it at the bar.
Yeah, absolutely. All wonderful. All terrific. And my gosh, what a world of difference, whatever your choice is. And remember, too, you can always call the 877-4950. We're not doctors, Dennis and I. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medication or take them off doctor's area. But we love to share the information that holistic doctors have learned about what Great Note Nutrients could do in a beautiful, comfortable setting. No money, no charge, set up a time, 877-4950 with Dennis or with Mona. If you set up a time, we're not with somebody else, okay? Set up a time, one-on-one, not the doctors, just sharing information that you can use or not use. It's really terrific, and we're there for you all the time.
And we're not telling you to get rid of drugs. We cannot do that. It's against the law. We tell you what holistic physicians have shown to build health. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.